Hello, everyone. This is Donovan LaCroixy. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Hip Hop, Let's Talk R&B, Let's Talk What's Going On in the Community. And returning with me, I've got rapper Preston T.O. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing good. You scared me for a minute, brother, but you know what? I'm glad you're here with me and you're returning. So do you want to tell people who you are in case they, you know, they forgot, or maybe they're new listeners that are not sure who you are?
Yeah, for sure. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Preston T.O. I'm an artist out of Toronto. Yeah, just super excited to be here. A lot of my music is, I do a lot of pop stuff, a lot of rap stuff, and recently I released an acoustic song, which was a first for me. Definitely super excited about that, but yeah, most of all, definitely just super excited to be here.
All right. And how long have you been rapping, Preston?
I'm 16 years old. I would say I've been rapping since I was about maybe 13 or 14, something like that.
All right. You're a friend of the show. When are we going to have some more new music coming out for us, you think? Because I know you dropped the single, but do you think there will be a project or an album you're working on?
Yeah, I'm definitely working on a project right now. I got one more single that's going to drop probably towards the end of December. But yeah, so then after that, I think it's time for the, probably more of an EP, I would say, than an album. But yeah, definitely some sort of project will be coming, and it's in the works.
Okay. What do you think we might name the project? Preston T.O. or T.O. Revealed?
I don't know. I guess I kind of don't want to reveal nothing too much right now, but I think that remains to be seen.
All right. So listeners, we will follow up with Preston again in the future about more of his music, about the project. He's a friend of mine. He came to visit at the studio, I believe, almost 2 years ago in 2019 in the summer.
Been a while.
And I know, and I see a lot of growth in you, and you're going to continue at this, right?
Yeah, definitely. Sure, yeah.
All right, so you won't give up on music. You won't be a one-hit wonder. You say, man, I'm done this crap. No, eh?
Nope, definitely not. You know, music is a big passion of mine. So, yeah, definitely going to keep working at it. You know, not just for, you know, wanting success, but it's also just something I really like to do. So it's definitely a major reason why I'm just going to continue to pursue it, just because it's something that I love doing and it takes my mind off of things. And definitely a big passion of mine, which is something I want to continue doing.
Okay. Now, the acoustic one that dropped recently, do you want to tell listeners what it's about?
Yeah, so basically, I guess that song for me was kind of more just kind of reaching out to the kind of the outskirts of kind of my abilities and what I could do. Most of my other stuff was kind of some pop stuff, some rap stuff. So it was definitely, you know, really cool for me to kind of be able to show my versatility and create an acoustic song. For me, that song, Planets, is kind of about being able to, you know, no matter where you come from, is be able to, you know, do things that can change the world. Even as like a singular person, you know, any like one person I think can make a difference in the world. And that's why it's called Planets. And that's why, that's what it's about. Really at the end, there's like a line where, you know, we can like, I forget what it is, but it's like, we can take over the planet or something like that. And, I think it's definitely really important for young people to be able to hear that as, you know, wherever they come from, they can definitely make a difference in the world. And I think that was a really important message behind that song.
Okay. And you're young yourself, but if it had a remix to it, who would you feature?
I think for that song specifically, I think Post Malone would sound really good on it. I think it would match his style. So I'd say Post Malone or even Drake, honestly, I think would sound really good on it.
Okay. So shout out your boy Drake, or shout out Post Malone. You never know who could be listening to this podcast, right? Because we're heard Canada, we're heard the U.S. So you never know, Preston. And I do see a big, bright future for you. That's why I continue to have you back, because I do see a bright future in you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's amazing. Thank you.
All right. So today, listeners, Preston's going to help me co-host. and he's in high school, and his little young ones will love this. We're going to do the 20 best rappers in their 20s. So there, it's for this year. Drake is not in it. Lil Wayne is not in it. I'm talking about rappers that are in their 20s. So, Preston, what do you think? What do you think? Who do you think? We can't even say number one yet. But who do you think is the number one rapper right now in their 20s, you would say, for you, your opinion?
That's, like, a really tough one. I don't want to, you know, like, I don't want to spark any, like, debate or anything like that. But I think there's a lot of really good artists that are coming out right now. I think there's, like, for me, I wouldn't want to rank a number one, but maybe I could make like a top three or something. But
okay. So what about later in the show, we'll get your top three and we'll get my top three. How about that? And how about we get started? Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So listeners, again, this is the 20 best rappers in their 20s this year in 2020. And again, Drake is not in it. Meek Mill is not in it. Jay-Z is not in it. I'm talking about rappers in their 20s now. So why don't we start at number 20 with What's Poppin'? Brand New Whip just hopped in. Who do you think that is?
Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow came in at number 20, and he is 22 years old. Jack Harlow had an amazing year. Preston, do you hate if people, let's say if people said you're like the next Jack Harlow, do you hate when you get compared to other white rappers just because you're white? Do you hate that? Or do you, let's say if somebody said, are you the next Jack Harlow? Would you get mad at that, or would you take it as a compliment?
I'll definitely take it as a compliment because Jack Harlow is definitely like an amazing artist. And honestly, like I tend to embrace it. I think honestly that it's like, you know, it's not really something. It's not really something I can escape from. So definitely something that, you know, I have to be able to embrace. And I think Jack Harlow is an amazing artist. So if somebody were to say that, I definitely would not be affected by it.
Okay. So do you agree with Jack Harlow at number 20, or do you think he should have been pushed down to the top 10?
I would like to see who's ranked ahead of him first, but I think, yeah, maybe he could be ranked ahead, but yeah, like I said, I definitely want to see who's ranked ahead of him before I say anything.
All right, so we agree or we're kind of disagree, so you would probably disagree, right?
Yeah, depend, okay. Yeah.
All right, depends. So this is my thing, I would disagree, because I like Jack Harlow, he had an amazing year, What's Poppin'? Do you like his song, Tyler Hero, dedicated to the bromance? To Tyler here, you know, the Miami Heat player. Do you like that song, or is that not really your song?
I think I actually really liked it. I think the video was cool, too. And I think it was, like, a really dope time after Tyler Hero made that, like, finals run and was a bigger part of that finals run. So I think it was really cool. I know, like, a lot of times rappers want to be basketball players and basketball players want to be rappers. So it was really cool to see them kind of, like, working together in a way. But yeah, I really like that project.
Okay, and Jack Harlow, listeners, for your information, he hinted a single, probably working with Chris Brown in the future. Let's hope something can flourish in out of that. I'm going to disagree. The panel's going to disagree. I think Jack Harlow could have been probably, I would have even put him number 11, 9, or 7, I would have put him. I wouldn't have put him so high. But we got other rappers to get to, and maybe we'll hear more from Preston, what he thinks, later. But all right, so moving on. Are you ready? Number 19, you know Baby Keem. Do you know him still yet, or you haven't got a chance to absorb him yet, Preston?
I actually haven't. Unfortunately, I haven't heard of him.
All right, so Baby Keem, he had Orange Soda. Something, he had a single, I don't know him. I know him, listeners, but he doesn't seem like he's going to be very relevant. He's 20 years old, by the way, Preston. So I'm going to say I agree for the sake of agreeing with this, but yeah. I'm going to say I agree. You agree?
I mean, like I said, I don't really know him, so I wouldn't rank him above Jack Harlow, but that's just because I don't know him.
All right, so you would probably put him at number 20 that you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so you disagree. I actually, you know what? I do disagree. I would have even moved him up in 20. He hasn't really showed me he's really capable of consistency. So, and I only know one song from him, but that's it. So, Baby Keem, maybe you keep trying. We're going to disagree. The panel disagrees. What about Joey Badass at number 18? And yes, listeners, that is Joey Badass is his name. Do you know Joey Badass or not really?
Oh, no. I'm definitely a big fan of Joey Badass, and I definitely think he should be ranked a lot higher than 18. I think he's consistently, like, throughout his career, he's less new than some of the other guys that are on this list. So I would definitely put him a lot higher just because of, like, his actual rap talent itself is definitely, one of the best out of all rappers, I would say, right now. Like, his freestyling is really cool, too. So, yeah, I would rank him higher.
All right. I disagree, Joey Badass. He's and Preston's right. He's been around for a while, but he's in his 20s again. We're talking about the 20 best rappers in their 20s for this year of 2020. I haven't heard many new singles from Joey Badass. He probably makes a lot of mixtapes, right, Preston?
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to disagree, and I'd probably move him down to maybe 13 or 12. Would you say that, Preston?
Yeah, I'd move him higher for sure.
Okay. And he is, by the way, 25 listeners. So number 17, you might know this guy now. He's starting to get a little attention. What about Corday? Do you know him now, or you're kind of still unsure? He is starting to get attention. He had a single featuring Roddy Ricch. Do you know him, or you still don't really know him too much?
I know him a lot. I know him well, too. I'm actually a big fan of his as well. I think, like, his freestyles as well are also, like, really good. So, again, I would also move him up.
Mm-hmm. Disagree. This list, by the way, listeners, it's from Complex. So far, the panel has disagreed with almost everything. Preston, yeah. There's not one you agree. Well, except we agreed with the Baby Keem, but no, we disagreed because you said he should have been moved higher to number 20. So far, Preston, we've had all disagrees. Do you think we're going to get an agree somewhere?
Hopefully.
Okay, so now number 16, you're going to definitely know him. He's featured on a little baby single that's number one right now. 42 Doug from Detroit. We pay. Do you like that song, by the way, Preston, or no?
Yeah, I like that song. I think it's a little bit overplayed on social media. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I do like the song. I think it showed that, like, he actually, like, you know, really rap on that, too. And he also, like, rapping on a song with Lil Baby is kind of hard to, like, be able to match, I guess, Lil Baby's talent. So I think it was cool that, you know, he wasn't absolutely just, like, blown out of the water by Lil Baby's verses.
Okay. He's from Detroit again, listeners. I mean, all I know is from this single of featuring Lil Baby. I think he is working on new music by himself. I think he does have mixtapes, if I'm not mistaken. But Preston, here's our hard question. Do we leave him at number 16, or should he be moved up higher, or do you agree with it?
I think Jack Harlow, Corday, and Joey Badass, I would rank all three of them higher than him.
Okay, so again, listeners, we're disagreeing again. There's been no agrees. Complex, this list is not good so far. So Preston and I are disagreeing with almost everything. So number 20 again, Jack Harlow. Number 19, Baby Keem. Number 18, Joey Badass. Number 17, Corday. Number 16, 42 Doug, and he is 25 years old, listeners that don't know. So we're going to disagree. Now, are you ready to move on, or do you have anything more to add to that?
No, I think we can move on for sure.
Okay. So number 15, do you know Denzel Curry? I've heard a lot about this guy, but Preston, I don't know him. Do you know Denzel Curry?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of Denzel Curry. I think his sound is very unique from others, which I think could definitely contribute to why they put him at 15. And I think I actually might agree with this one.
Okay, you might agree with this one. Okay, I'm going to say for the sake of you, I'm going to agree with it just because that I don't know him. But okay, Preston, I've heard he's amazing.
Yeah, he's really good. And definitely, like I said, like a lot different from a lot of artists that I hear. A lot of people kind of want to make music that sounds similar to people around them. So I think that's what definitely makes him stand out, is that, you know, he's kind of doing his own thing and isn't just match other artists.
So Preston, in 2019, rappers in their 20s, so last year in 2019, he ranked number 18. So he moved down to 15 this year. Let's just say agree, right?
Yeah, just for the
sake of it. Oh, just for the sake of it. And two, well, yeah, I don't know him, listeners, but I'm working. I can't know every rapper, okay? But, you know, Preston, I'm trying, okay? So tell the listeners, I'm trying, okay? All right. So you ready to move into number 14? Who do you think? Let me give Preston a hint. All right, how do I give this one? He's featured in a Drake song. It's big on the charts right now. Who do you think I'm talking about at number 14?
I guess probably Lil Durk.
That's correct. Lil Durk came in at number 14. And actually, just to give information to the listeners, there was confusion. Laugh Now, Cry Later was supposed to be added on his album. And then there's a little bit of confusion. I think he wanted it on his album. And then I think Drake's team didn't want it on the album because it was Drake's song. I don't think he is working on new music. But do you like his new song with Black and Young Thug? Do you like Stay Down or you haven't heard it?
No, I've heard that song. It's really cool. And the music video is really cool as well.
Okay.
Yeah, like that song.
Okay. Would you be down for a Lil Durk album or not really?
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely be interested in hearing a project by him.
Okay. So would we agree with this at 14 or do you still say disagree?
I'll agree with this one as well. I don't think there's anyone who they've ranked previously who's, I think, I'd rank higher than him. So I think it's actually a pretty good spot, depending on, you know, who's ahead of him.
Okay. So why don't we move on? I have nothing more to say there. We're going to agree. The panel will agree. Okay, so number 13, you and I have talked about him a few times when you've been on the show. What about Polo G? You know Polo G. He had a big year in 2019. We pop out at your party. I'm with the game. You like that song?
Yeah.
Okay, pop out. We pop out at your party. Do you like Martin and Gina too, or not your really your song?
No, I like that song too. Yeah, Polo G is awesome.
Okay. I mean, what do you think of him at number 13? Is this something you're gonna agree with, or is this something you might disagree with?
I think I'll also agree with this one. Again, I don't think there's anyone who they've already ranked that I would rank higher than him. So, like, again, depending on who they have in front of him, I think this is a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, Polo G, I don't know, I'm split on Polo G because he's not as consistent. He tries. And just, you know, I don't know, Preston, I'm still very split on him.
All right.
I'm split. I don't know. Yeah. I'll say, you know what, I'll agree. And what I say, listeners, when I mean I'm split, I think I would even move him higher. But Preston said agree. I'll agree. Yeah, I'll agree. Okay, so number 12, you're going to be shocked at this, and you might have a lot more to say at number 12. She had the biggest song this year that got everybody talking, and your parents would not allow you to listen to the song. Who do you think I'm talking about? And it's a female rapper.
Megan Thee Stallion, maybe?
No. Well, yes, she's featured on Megan. Featured. Megan Thee Stallion is featured on this song. It was the most talked about song.
Oh, Cardi B then.
Yes. Wop, 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 wop. Okay, so Cardi B came in at number 12. What are your thoughts? And remember, listeners, again, these are the top 20 best rappers in their 20s. What are your thoughts to that?
I don't think I would rank her higher than Polo G or Lil Durk or even Joey Badass or Denzel Curry, honestly, so I'll definitely disagree.
Okay, so you definitely, what number would you move her to? Would you move her at number 9, 8, or 7?
I would move her back to, like, 19, honestly. 19.
Oh, hey, Preston, you don't like her?
Not the biggest fan.
That's okay. That's okay, Preston. You have a conscience because I know your mommy and daddy are not gonna make you listen to what. That's okay. So you would actually disagree, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
So, Preston, I'm here to break some bad news. I disagree, but I probably would have, because she is the hottest rapper, I would have probably moved her to 11. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Okay. I'm moving her to 11. Preston's not really a fan, but that's okay. We can't like everything, listeners. We can't like everything. So, all right. So, I don't know if you're going to agree with number 11, but he's expecting his seventh child at his age. And by the way, Cardi B was 28, by the way. And I think she's contemplating whether to divorce Offset or not. I don't know. That's too exhausting to get into on this show. But we'll move on there. Okay, so number 11. Who do you think's at number 11?
I don't know. There's a lot of great rappers right now, to be honest.
Okay, so can I give you a hint? He's expecting his seventh child, and he is 21. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of children, I tell you that. He's expecting, I believe his seventh child, and he is 21 or 22, if I'm not mistaken. And it's coming from NBA Youngboy. What are your thoughts?
I'm not the biggest fan, but I also don't really have anything against him. So, I mean, I don't really listen to his music. I don't really think his style kind of fits what I like listening to, but, I wouldn't, you know, move him back too far because I know there's a lot of people that really like his music. So, I don't really know, to be honest. I don't listen to it too much.
Well, he has time. I mean, with music and creating children at his age, he has a lot of time on his hands. So, and congratulations, NBA Youngboy, for your seventh child at 21. Congratulations. I'm going to disagree with this, listeners. I'm not the biggest NBA Youngboy fan, but again, Preston said a lot of people love him. They love his music. Do your classmates like them? Like NBA Youngboy? Not them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think some of them do, definitely.
All right, so who are your classmates' top rappers now?
Ooh, I would like to say myself, hopefully.
Well, that's good to have that confidence, but like, okay, do they like NBA Youngboy? Do they like DaBaby? Do they like Lil Baby? Or do they like Roddy Ricch?
I think in Toronto, everybody's a massive Drake fan. I don't think there's many people that would have Drake anywhere lower than, like, you know, number one on their list. Obviously, you know, he's not in his 20s, but I would say out of all rappers, especially in Toronto, he's definitely towards the top of everybody's list.
Okay. I'm glad you heard me, because remember, Drake, what do you call it? Drake is not in his 20s, and I'm sad to say, listeners, I'm not in my 20s either. So me and Drake have something in common there. Oh, we're both the same age. Oh, I just gave my age away. All right, so again, you're going to agree or disagree, or you think he's fine where he is at number 11?
Yeah, I don't really know. Maybe I'll move it, back. I think I'll put Polo G and Lil Durk ahead of him, but I don't really know.
So we'll give you a disagree there, a big disagree with me too. All right, and you're ready for the top 10?
Yep.
I don't know if you're going to like this one, Preston, coming in at number 10. I just talked about him. DaBaby coming in at number 10. What are your thoughts to that?
I like DaBaby, actually. So I think, especially his new project that came out, definitely showed like a different style that he can use. And, you know, he actually can go into kind of a bit of lyricism and things like that. So, yeah, I'm fine with him being at number 10.
Okay, but do you know what number he was last year in 2019? He was number one last year.
Oh, wow.
So he dropped. He fell from grace. According to this hip-hop article, he fell from grace. So DaBaby, it looks like, you know, they're just losing faith in you. But he's very consistent. And by the way, Danlay is back together with DaBaby, in case listeners want to know. She was cuddled up with DaBaby again, the baby mother of DaBaby throwing shade. I don't know if... You know what, I'll agree. I'm not the biggest DaBaby fan, to be honest with you, Preston. I'm not the biggest DaBaby fan. I will agree, but if I had to move him, I would have put him at number 8. What do you think? Number 8 would have been a good spot to put him in?
Yeah, I think you can move him.
Okay. So I disagree him being at number 10, but I agree on the same time because I don't like his style. But just because I don't like his style, that doesn't mean I haven't bumped a song every once in a while. So, yeah. You know, we'll just, what do you call it? We'll say we disagree. Okay, is that fair to say, Preston?
Yep.
Okay, so number 9. Okay, are you ready? Who do you think number 9 is? You know this artist very well. Who do you think number 9 is? I'll give you the hint. I'm the highest in the room. Travis Scott came in at number nine. Now, what do you think? And Travis Scott, I believe, on the list last year in 2019 was number 4.
I think he should definitely be in the top 3. I think he's extremely talented and definitely brings a extremely different sound that people haven't really heard before. But I also think kind of the most important part about Travis Scott is his ability to perform live is unmatched by like anyone else. He has like a true talent when raising the energy in a crowd. So I think I would move him up at least in the top 3.
I would have, but this year, Preston, they made it clear that he's number 9 this year. They're just not happy with the style this year. And by the way, you say about performance, that he can woe the crowd. So I know, Preston, you're young, right? So let's say when you reach 18, well, hopefully we won't be in this pandemic when you're 18, right? So let me just ask you this question. So if Travis Scott comes to your city, are you willing to get vaccinated from him for him?
I mean, the thing is, I don't really I'm not really the type of person to be going out if it's a concert. I like to be the one performing rather than in the crowd, to be honest. So I don't really think there's any artists that I would really want to go to a show for. I'd rather be the person performing. That's kind of my answer to that one.
Okay. But would you like everybody vaccinated for you, or it doesn't matter?
I definitely think everybody should get vaccinated.
Okay. And listeners, why I say that, because Travis Scott will be the first performance, I believe, in New York City. I believe. Don't quote me on that. I think 2021, he'll be the first one, September. Hopefully the vaccine could take 6 to 12 months for things to kind of calm down everywhere with vaccines coming. But Preston said he loved everybody to be vaccinated. But okay, what if you had to open up for Travis Scott and he wanted you vaccinated? Would you do it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, just asking. You never know. Okay, yeah. So you're going to disagree, right?
Yeah, okay. He definitely needs to be in the top 3.
Okay, so I disagree as well. Travis Scott is an amazing artist, but not according to these people. He was number 4 to number 9. Okay, but I don't know, moving on to number 8, I don't know if you're going to agree with this. Gunna, at number 8. What's your thoughts on that?
I actually like Gunna as well. I don't know. I wouldn't put him ahead of Travis or even some of the other artists before. But I don't have, you know, a problem with him here, really.
I mean, Gunna, we're still getting to know. He has been in a lot of features and he can write. So I'll give him credit for that. But putting at him at number 8, and by the way, listeners, to how old Travis Scott is, he's 28 or I think he's 29. I don't think he's 28. I think he's 6 to 5 years younger than me. So just to let listeners know. And Gunna, I believe, is 20. Let me look at my notes. Just give me a second, listeners. I think he is, I think he's 25. I think he's 25. So you're going to agree or disagree?
Honestly, I'll just say agree.
That's okay. If you disagreed, you can tell our listeners why. You know, there's no pressure. I'm going to disagree. I think probably I would have moved him because, you know, people still don't know him yet. You know what I'm saying, Preston?
Yeah.
They still don't know him as well yet. They're starting to now. So we'll move on there. Okay, number 7. What about Tyler, the Creator, at number 7? What are your thoughts to that?
I actually haven't heard, I think, really any of his music before. So I don't really think I could have an opinion on this one because, like, yeah, I really don't know much about him. I haven't really heard his music, so I think I might have to just go, like, undecided on this one.
Okay, there's no, but you know what? I'll give you the undecided, and listeners, to be honest with you, I don't really know. I've heard a lot of Tyler, the Creator, but I haven't heard, Preston is right, I haven't heard any of the music. All I know is he talks a lot about social issues and social injustices, but I do not know him either. And I know people say, well, what kind of host are you? You don't know him? No, I don't. I really don't, listeners. And all Preston's friends, I don't know him. If they want to write in, they can write in who he is. I know him, but I don't know his singles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Preston, the panel might have to go, as you said, the big UN, undecided, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, number 6. I don't know if you're going to like number 6. What about Young Thug at number 6?
I like Young Thug. I think his sound is extremely different from a lot of artists, and I think he brings a whole unique style to music that I know is, like, is really, you know, lovable, but it's also hateable at the same time. But for that reason, I actually, you know, I like his music, and I also don't see a problem with him at number 6, honestly.
Okay, guess where he was last year, Preston?
Probably about 10 or so.
2.
Oh, wow.
He dropped, yeah. But a lot of people still love Young Thug. I'll be honest, Preston, I don't like Young Thug. He's just way too weird for me. A man in a dress and all that. That's just not my cup of tea. As a hip-hop artist, and no offense, but it's just not my cup of tea. But he likes to be different. You know what I'm saying, Preston?
Yeah, and I think like, for me personally, I think, hip-hop is something where there's a lot of the same artists and there's a lot of the same music that comes out where people are just trying to be exactly like their favorite artists when they make music. So I think being different is a really cool and unique thing that not a lot of people can say they you know, are trying to do, you know?
So you're going to agree with this. I'm going to disagree because I don't like Young Thug. Would I move him? Okay. I think I'd probably move him maybe this year to number 8 or 7, maybe. Where would you move it? Would you move him back to number 2 like last year? Or you think he's fine where he is?
I think number 6 is a good spot.
Okay. So we're in the top 5. Are you ready for the top 5? I think you might be shocked at number 5. 21 Savage at number 5.
Oh,
no, you're saying no, eh? Are you a fan of 21 Savage or not really your thing?
I mean, I'm a fan of 21 Savage, but I don't know about number five. That's pretty high.
But you know what, Preston? Why probably? Maybe the album that he dropped with Metro Boom, probably. They probably took into consideration. And Mr. Right Now featuring Drake, they probably changed their tune. Is that fair to say, or you still would not put him in number five?
No, I think when you think about, like, when you're talking about ranking rappers, I think you can't just look at, like, the music. I think you have to look at the overall talent. And to say, you know, ranking him above a guy like Joey Badass or Travis Scott or, you know, people like that, I don't think you can do that.
And you're right. Okay, maybe I look at, you're right. Abigail, 21 Savage is not my favorite, listeners, by the way. He's right. You can't, got to look at it further than charts and what do you call it?
Yeah.
And music, you got to look at that. But I'm just thinking probably on their side, they probably saw improvement in this rapper. Last year, 21 Savage, I believe, was number six last year. And I believe 21 Savage is 28 or 29, I believe. I believe he's somewhere between 27 and 29, I believe. So you're going to disagree, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I disagree as well, too. I'm not the 21 Savage. Okay, where would you move him to? 9, 10, 11, or 12, or 13?
I think about 12 or 13 would be a good spot.
Okay. So you ready for the top four now? You said her name earlier. She's at number four. Which rapper do you think I'm talking about this time?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, she came at number four. She was, I think, last year, if I'm not mistaken, she was number five last year. So she made an improvement, and according to them, what are your thoughts on that?
I think again, like just like 21 Savage, I do actually like her. However, I think number four is extremely high for her. I think I would move her to about where they actually have, like, Cardi B, maybe around, like, 13 or 14, somewhere around there. I think four is very high for her.
But then you remember, these are rappers in their 20s. I guess she's improved a lot, they think, and she's the hottest thing according to everyone, but not according to Preston. Preston's like, nah, can't do. But you would work with her, would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think there's a lot of amazing rappers that are extremely talented in their 20s right now, and I think to be in the top four, I think that's something that's extremely difficult, and I don't know if I'd put it there.
Okay, so you're gonna disagree, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so me, I agree because I love her. I think she's sexy, she's good, she's amazing. I think you know what, Preston, with the panel is split, okay? It's too early. It's too late to kick you off the show because you're on the show, okay? No, I'm joking. I'm joking, Preston, okay? All right. Are you ready for our top three? So I don't know if you're going to... Okay, Preston, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know if you're going to agree with number two or number one. Number three is Roddy Ricch. What are your thoughts to that?
Yeah, I think that's a good spot for him, honestly. I think he's, like, one of the hottest artists that's in hip-hop right now. I think he brings a really unique style, which, you know, seems to be a reoccurring theme in a lot of my answers. Something that I really look at with hip-hop artists. And, yeah, I think his melodies are really unique and really great. So, I think number three is a good spot.
I think I agree with Preston. This is a great spot for you, Roddy Ricch. You've improved, you just blew. The Box and High Fashion are just like your biggest. But do you think we're going to get more Roddy Ricch, Preston, or no? Or do you think this is it?
No, I think Roddy Ricch is still improving. He's going to, I think like he's shown that he can come up with all different types of melodies that are extremely catchy and can really hit the mainstream, but also, listeners that aren't in the mainstream. So I think there's definitely going to be more. I think it's going to continue to improve. I think if he continues to collaborate with, big like mainstream artists, like if he's started doing songs with Drake or something like that, I think it could take him even to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. I do see a Drake single. I think Roddy Ricch is not ready for a single with Drake yet. I think they have worked on something, but he's not ready to push it out as yet. I think he wants to try a few more singles on his own before he does the features. But Roddy Ricch, if you're listening, please don't make us wait too long. I haven't heard anything from you since High Fashion, so let's, speed up the train. You got young people waiting. You got Preston's friends all waiting. Well, Preston, like he said, he likes to, his friends would hope that they'd like his music. But your friends love your music again, right, Preston?
Yeah, I mean, there's a great response from a lot of my friend groups, and I'm really grateful for that, and it definitely pushed me to continue making music when the people around me enjoy it.
Okay. So are you ready for our top two? Preston, you know what? And we agree, by the way, Roddy Ricch at number three, and he is 21 years old, in case listeners want to know. So number two for the best top 20 rappers in their 20s. In 2020, what about, I already disagree with this. I want to put this man at number two, Lil Uzi Vert at number two.
Yeah, to be honest, I would also disagree. I would move him back a lot, but, I don't want to say too much because I know there's a lot of, really diehard Lil Uzi fans. But yeah, I don't want to say too much, but I don't think his music is awful by any means. I just think number two is extremely high for him.
Very high for him. I'm not going to say I don't like him as a person. There's some songs that I think that are okay, but to put him at number two, nah, that's too generous. I would have even put, who would I even put at number two? Okay, why didn't you guys complex? Why didn't you guys move little DaBaby back to number two? Why didn't you guys do that?
Yeah, I think even Roddy Ricch could be higher than him. Travis Scott could be higher than him. DaBaby could be higher than him. There's a lot of people that could be higher than him. Joey Badass could even be higher than him. I think there's a lot of people that I would put higher than him.
Do you think Lil Uzi Vert, he said this year that he might be retiring from music. What are your thoughts to that? Do you think he should retire or it doesn't matter to you? And when you answer it doesn't matter to you, I already know where you stand.
Yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't be too concerned about that, honestly.
That just says it, listeners. Preston is not a fan, and we disagree. The panel just strictly disagrees. Sorry, Lil Uzi Vert. Good luck to whatever you do. If you retire, Preston and I, it doesn't really matter. So, I don't know. Maybe some of Preston's friends are already crying hearing that. But it doesn't matter. Okay, so do you think you might be ready for the number one spot, Preston?
Yo, I think I'm ready.
Who do you think is number one that we have not called yet? And it's a rapper in their 20s. And this one is a big name right now.
It's gotta be a Lil Baby for sure.
How did you know that? I was expecting you to stump up on it and say, I don't know. You are right. Coming in at number one, rappers in their 20s. He just turned 26 on Thursday, comes from Lil Baby, and he was the number one rapper in his 20s doing his thing. What are your thoughts to that? Do you agree with this, or do you disagree with it?
I would actually 100% agree with this. I think, especially this year, he's definitely been the top dog when it comes to the hip-hop industry and the top artist. I think he's shown that he can be consistent, especially with all of his features, but also being able to venture out and discuss social injustice issues and things like that, I think was really important to show his you know, how he could use his talents and his platforms in order to do something that's bigger than himself, which I think not a lot of the other artists on this list could say, which I definitely think is extremely important. So I would definitely agree with him being at number one. And I think his sound is really awesome. And it's also, you know, really different from a lot of the things that you can hear. And I think he's shown like this year that he can actually really rap, and he can rap with the best of them.
All right. You know what, listeners? My mind and my tune has changed with Lil Baby. He wasn't my favorite, I'll be honest with you, but he is doing the thing, and Preston's right, and he announced another new project is on his way. No features. Do you agree with that, Preston, or no?
I think that would be really cool to show even further versatility by him and show his growth as an artist, because I think he's known for his songs with other artists and, you know, his features. So I think for him to be able to make a project in with just himself, and if it does well, I think it will prove to really, you know, add to his legacy and kind of what people think about him.
So now. And listeners, yeah, that wraps up our list. So that is the top rappers in their 20s in 2020. So now let's ask Preston, who are his top three rappers? Or let's ask, who are your top five rappers if you had to change this list?
I don't know. Now, after going through this list, I actually, you know, I agree. I think Lil Baby is actually number one. So I think, kind of to answer the earlier question when I said I actually don't know who I think I'd put at number one. I think I actually, now looking back at it, I think I'll just honestly put Lil Baby at number one. I think honestly, just leaving it there, to be honest, and because I don't think there's many people under 20 that could really, you know, touch him right now. No. I think there's artists like, you know, like such as Drake right now, who I think are kind of like on that same level. But obviously, again, he's over 30. So I think honestly, just saying Lil Baby and leaving it there.
Okay, so Lil Baby, Bo, who else would you pick? Second, third? Okay, give me like two more rappers that would be behind Lil Baby for you.
I think maybe Roddy Ricch, Travis Scott. I think those are two names that I think I would put there.
Okay, so my top three, I'll give you my top three. All right, yeah, I'll do that. I'll put actually, I like Travis Scott, though. I'm going to put Travis Scott at number one. I'll put Roddy Ricch at number two. And I'll put Lil Baby at... Yeah, but Lil Baby's... Okay, Preston, he's not in my top. So, but you know what? Now I'm understanding going over this list. It's so hard, like you said, to even say, because there's not many rappers in their 20s. But you know what? I'm putting Megan Thee Stallion at three. I love her. And I'm putting number... Okay, I would put Lil Baby at number five. And I'd put number four... Oh, God. I would put Cardi B at number four. If you had two more to pick, who would you pick, like, number four and number five? Who would you pick?
Oh man, I don't know. Like, I think my top three was really solid, so I don't want to, you know, venture too far off from that. Maybe I would put DaBaby in there, maybe Joey Badass, but I don't know. I just think I'm going to stick with my top three right now.
Okay, your top three. But if you had two more, you'd pick Joey Badass and you'd pick DaBaby in those top two, right?
Think so.
Okay. Well, did you enjoy this, Preston?
Yeah, it was super fun. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. A quick message. What do you have to say to the young people listening from Preston T.O.? What do you have to say to them?
I would say just make sure you keep working hard, and definitely don't let people tell you that you're too young to do things. I think, you know, anybody at any age is able to make a difference in this world. And I think you can definitely just don't let people tell you you're too young or you can't do something just because of your age. You know what I mean? I think you you can do anything. So like I said, just keep working hard and pursuing whatever it is you're doing.
Okay. Do you want to throw out your platforms and do you want to throw out the singles again?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, just my YouTube is Preston T.O. My Instagram, Preston underscore T.O. And my new single is called Planets. Again, it's on every platform, basically, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. Planets, that's Planets by Preston T.O. And yeah, please definitely give it a listen and let me know what you think. Maybe hit me up on my Instagram, just because, like I said, it is kind of a different style for me, so I'd like to get some feedback on that.
Okay. You're loved by us on this show. We'll definitely follow up with you on the future. And listeners, if you want to reach me, Donovan, Donovan, period, LACROXI at gmail.com, as well I'm on Twitter, Donovan LaCroxy on Twitter. And it's Instagram, sorry, it's DLACROXI as well. Preston, we'll definitely follow up with you again, okay?
Awesome, sounds good.
All right. And listeners, listen, that's going to do it for another episode, episode 114. Again, we talked about today breaking down the top rappers in their 20s, so from number 20 to number 1. I hope you enjoyed the show. That's going to do it for episode 114, again published December 7th, 2020. Thank you so much, Preston.
Oh, thank you.